Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, July 16th, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stobe.
And I'm Blessing Zulu.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about Zimbabwe's general elections to be held on July 30th.
And as usual, to join our discussion, call us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter mobile frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And on the internet, you can get us on www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.com/voandebele.
If you've just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about preparations for Zimbabwe's harmonized elections.
Zimbabwe, of course, is set to hold council, parliamentary and presidential elections in 2 weeks' time, with postal voting already over, while candidates are fighting out to get votes of over 5 million registered voters. Observers drawn from countries once barred to monitor the elections by former President Robert Mugabe have been invited and are in Zimbabwe at the moment.
Zimbabwe's opposition parties, mainly the MTC alliance led by Mr. Nelson Chamisa, has expressed concern over the manner in which postal voting is being conducted by the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission. The opposition has threatened to go to court over postal balloting.
And there are 23 presidential candidates, which is a record in the country's history. And there are also hundreds of council and parliamentary aspirants in what is regarded as Zimbabwe's watershed elections to be conducted with two prominent politicians, the late Morgan Tsvangirai, who succumbed to colon cancer earlier this year, and also former President Robert Mugabe, who was ousted by the army.
To join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number 001-202-619-2077. Lapheli khona kona ngapho ke endaweni ezijeneyo. Lamhla ke sikhuluma ngokhetho oluzayo. Sokusele nje amaviki amabili tu kuphela ukuthi ukhetho lolu lwenziwe. Siyakwazi ukuthi lwenziwa mhla ka 30 ngoNtulikazi. Khonapho ke siyakwazi ukuthi kulabantu abaningi okunye okumangalisayo abancintisa ukhetho lukamongameli. Bangu 23. Kuzobuya ke inxasa sikhangela kuparlamente khona ngale ukuthi abafuna ukungena khona baningi futhi labo okumangalisayo. Kuze ukuthi kumakhansili lakho kunjalo. So kodwa ke sikhuluma kunje kungazani kulodubo lwepostal voting. Kulabanye abaluchothozayo kakhulu besithi kaluqutshwa ngemfanelo. Kodwa sizwile ke uPriscilla Jikumba umgcini sihlalo weZEC Blessing esithi hayi bona baqhuba ukhetho ngemfanelo. So bathi konoko kwenzakalayo okwepostal balloting yikho bakwenzayo kumele kwenzakale. Kodwa ke siyakwazi ukuthi ukhetho lona ngokwalo ukuthi abantu bephosela amavoti abo mhla ka 30. Kunengi njalo ama-observers laba abakhangela ukhetho kuqutshwa njani sebekhona eZimbabwe. Abanye yilabo abavalelwa ukuthi bangene eZimbabwe kudala nguhulumende kamnumzana Robert Mugabe. So isixhumeni kathesi ku-VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele ne-VOA Shona kuFacebook khonapho. Kunjalo ke foit.
Onguka hamaudiwa nasi tira kuti tinge tichitarisa nezvesarudzo idzo dziri kuitwa mukati memavhiki maviri. Asi munyika munenge maita kunetsana kwakanyanya pachikandiranwa makobvu nematete zvikuru vanopikisa nesangano rinofanira kunge richibata sarudzo irori reZEC vanopikisa vari kuti ZEC inenge iri kutema yakarerekera kudivi reZANU-PF. Asi ZEC inotiyo aiwa iri kuzorwayo mafuta enguru yaisina kudya. ZANU-PF nekune rimwe divi iri kungotiwo ava vanopikisa varungorwa bembera ichitiyo iri kufara nemamiriro akaita zvinhu. Kune dzimwe nzvimbo tiri kunzwawo kuti pano nepapo kunenge kwatanga nyaya yemhirizhonga. Bata mpfupi, bata murefu iri kuitika ikokoko. Tinoda kunzwawo kuti kwa muri imi vateereri veStudio 7 kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei munharaunda menyu, musaite zvekutaurirwa nevamwe muchikumirwa kunge mombe dzedhaka. Makasununguka kuti munge muchitifonera nhamba dzedu 202-619-2077. Mukatifonera tobva takufonerai mobva mapinda muchirongwa muchinzwa nyaya iyoyi iri mugango yemamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika. iyo nyika ya tarisana nesarudzo dzinozine vakawanda dzakakosha zvikuru. Gibbs, I think we have our first guest, Honorable Joseph Chuma. Honorable Chuma, good evening.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you?
We are doing great, and thank you so much for joining us tonight.
It's a pleasure. It's always a pleasure.
Gibbs, you can fire away.
Honorable Chuma, how is the election campaign going? And are you happy with the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, the way the work it is doing?
Yeah, well, the campaigns are going on smoothly. I'll speak especially looking at my constituency here, Planaba Boboma. We are having a very, very conducive atmosphere. We cross roads with our fellow colleagues from the opposition, and we have not seen any violence. In fact, even if you check on my Facebook wall, you see where I posted a photo shaking hands with the MPC Alliance candidate Charles Moyo when we met in the streets while we were doing our routine campaign. So the atmosphere here is perfect. That's how it should be. People must choose the best candidate, but there must never be any cohesion. So I think so far so good here. And look, what Zeg has done, honestly speaking, they've tried their best to run this election, despite the fact that we just changed to a new system, the BVR system, that has never been used here before. So obviously, you'd expect a bit of some teething problems when you have such a thing with the will of improving it. I mean, like the next election, the next time around, they obviously would have known and learned from their mistakes that they could have done now. But under any normal circumstances, really, Zeg must be commended. They've tried their level best. They are just being demonized by people who actually realize now that their chances of winning this election are so slim, therefore are now quick to try and find a scapegoat, something that they can point the finger to after their defeat to say, no, we're defeated because of A, B, C, D, which is very unfair, really. But I think Zeg has tried by all means to do its level best.
Honorable Ichuma, let's look at the issue of postal voting. That sort of undermined the credibility of Zeg, isn't it? Because first, when it came out, Zeg denied that there was any voting that was taking place. And then in the evening, it flip-flopped a somersault and said, oh, yes, there is voting that is actually taking place. How can an election take place when Zeg officials are not away?
Well, one thing that we need to distinguish is that that postal voting incident is not voting per se, right? What I'm saying is not voting per se. It's not like what will happen on the 30th of July. Here, it's somebody who has applied for voting because they don't know the way they're supposed to vote from because of national duty, who is supposed to put their to do their voting and put it back in an envelope sealed and returned back to the Zeg CEO, who will then now sort them out according to the constituencies that these people are voting under, and then they are sent to those constituencies where they will then now be counted with all other votes that are going to be done on the 30th of July. So I think this is where the whole mix-up is, really. Because I would not understand why, unless if maybe you probably ask a wrong person who is not in charge of that issue of the postal vote, they might not probably know. But definitely those postal votes came from Zeg. So they must have somebody must have known that they've sent those postal votes. I mean, to those respective groups to go and do their postal vote before they partake their national duties wherever they are posted from.
Baba Chuma, esibona ngani kuhlupa abantu ukuthi bathe behamba khona ngale eRose Camp lapho kade ukhangela khona ukuthi kwenzakalani ngepostal voting lezi. Ibathola ukuthi ama envelope lana avalwa. Njalo nxa umuntu evota uyabe khangelane lo officer wakhe. Ungathi wena ungubhosi wami ngingakuvoteli Chuma. Kambe ungangenzani?
yekonapo kungabe kulohlupho but mina ngithe ngisizwa ngokuzwa kwami ukuthi mina angizange ngiyofika khona e-Rose Camp but ngithe ngisizwa abakhipha umbiko umkhulu wamapholisa okhangele zama-election u-Senate Commissioner u-Imagodza ngimzwe ekhipha umbiko wokuthi hhayi akunanto enjalo eyenzakeleyo ngabantu nje ade befuna ukukugcona so lami angeke ngabe ngisakwazi ngeke kuyino njalo ngoba nxa usiza yena umnikazi wakho lokhu esithi hhayi awulanto enjalo abantu bebengafoswa ukuthi yena bevotele phambili kwabakhulu babo babe bezivotela nje befebisa amenze plan okuthi athunizele bhenki kuphela so lami angisakwazi bantu ngoba hayi ukuthi bavotele phambi komkhulu definitely kuba yinto engayisiyo ngoba anti yabona even leyona i-election ekamhlaka 30 leyana umuntu uzingenela ebhokishini eyedwa azivotele yedwa abe sephuma ehamba
siyabonga Juma.
I think we are being joined by our second guest, Honorable Tabita Kumalo, spokesperson of the MDCT formation led by Alliance President Nelson Chamisa. Honorable Kumalo, good evening.
Good evening, Studio 7. Good evening, Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much for joining us, Honorable Kumalo. I think you heard the Honorable Chuma there saying that he is happy with the way ZEC is handling these elections. But your party has been protesting. Why are you protesting?
Thank you, Chuma. As the MDC led, alliance led by Advocate Chamisa, Chuma has a right to celebrate because he's singing for his Sapa. As the MDC alliance, we are not happy because these guys, ZANU-PF, wants to steal these elections. All what we are saying is that there is nothing wrong for any postal voting. What we are fighting for is the process. Things are not making sense. That 2 days ago, two days ago, ZEC told us that they were printing the ballot paper. And our expectation as Zimbabweans was for ZEC to then tell us. They denied us the opportunity to see the printing of it. Fair enough, we are fighting on that corner as well. Our question now is, when did ZEC finish printing these ballot papers? How many were they? And how did they then manage to distribute them to all these police stations when we're being told that they are printing?
So kona mpoke mankumalo kulobu zima, eh? Hello? Iko kulobu zima kona kona.
Kunobunzima Gibbs ukuthi awusoze iZEC ithi kona abantwaneni baseZimbabwe amabandla aphikisayo kabalalungile ukuthi babone ukuthi ibhaloti iprintwa njani. Yebo na yes, kuzwile lokhu siyalwa ngohlangothi lonalolu. Three days ago, iZEC ibiprinta. Sure, lapho kuprinta khona nethi kuyini okuprintwayo. Kuneko kwenza ukuthi ayiproof readings wonta kula ma era yini akulapho ungaphumanga kuhle khona bakwenzenini konoko njalo lilungelo lethu njengabantwana baseZimbabwe lebandla le-MDC Alliance ukuthi sazi ukuthi kanti libaprinti ama-ballot amangaki njalo isikhathi sokuthi banelise ukuthi bathathe lawo ma-ballot bawagcwalise iZimbabwe yonke benika amapholisa bakwenzenini konoku okutshengisa ukuthi ngezinye izindlela kutsho ukuthi amabhalothi la kukhona amanye kade vele bawaprintile.
Hayi siyakuzwa makhumalo, sicela ubambe khona apha ecingweni sibone ukuthi silobani futhi next.
Let's go back to Honorable Chuma. Now, Honorable Chuma.
Yes.
On the issue of the ballots, ZEC was saying that on Monday it had only completed the presidential ballot. But the police had already started voting before they'd announced that they had printed other ballots for the parliamentary and council elections. Is this not why its credibility is being questioned?
Well, I don't know. I'm not qualified really to comment on ZEC's part of the printing because, like I said, we are a standalone political party. We are not part of ZEC. We are also a contestant in this game. So, look, I wish probably you could get hold of one of the Zed commissioners, I mean, on this show, and then we probably get an inside perspective of what really happened and what really transpired, because like what we'll only be doing, we'll be speculating and guessing, and most of the times we end up spoiling a good thing, because maybe the arrangement that they had, we don't know. So we want to know from Zed what arrangement they had and how it happened. Because, like I said, we are also part of the game players here, just like NBCT and all other parties that are partaking of this election. So I think that issue really must not be left to speculation. It must come out well with Zed really expounding on it and putting us to light and speed as to exactly what have they done, how have they done it, and where are we going to as a way forward. I think that's the best way that we can handle that issue.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
So we've got messages, blessing, being sent by people on Facebook, and this is VOA Ndebele. Kuloflata isibanda uthi salibonani, uthi akuthenjwa lokho kwenzakalayo. Kuzobuya ke ubusani mbuso ntini, uzifiso masiye, ubheke impitshele. Labanye abaningi sibili bathi sibukele khonapha Dube silani. Lapha lo mkhaliphi mkandla la uthi ngikhona khonapha enkundleni. Sizobona ukuthi labanye lapha ku-VOA Studio 7 kulokhumbulani Ncube. Khumbulani Ncube uthi linjani bafowethu, siyalizwa sibili yakhuluma. Aphinde njalo sithi ngicela limfoni leDube ngiseGoli nguThabani Ngwenya. Uthi simfune kuna manje uku-VOA Studio 7. So ngizwa kuthiwa ke silokhola lapha ke ecingweni kubaba Ndlovu. Baba Ndlovu, kunjani? Baba Ndlovu, uyangizwa?
Yabona njani?
Ngiyaphila kakhulu. Ibizo mbani Ndlovu?
UDizani.
Ye, akutsho baba Dizani Ndlovu ukuthi wena amalungiselelo okhetho uwabona njani?
Ya, ngobe ichaza uMakhumalo, uyazi ichaza kahle. Kukhona kuningi okungahambi kahle impela kakhulu kahle ngezeke. Izeke ivele izano nayo isebenza nezano. Uma ungabheka bekayachaza khona uMakhumalo indaba yama-ballot paper ukuthi bebesebewaqede nini, ba-distributor nini emaphoyiseni nayo yonke indawo, ngoba ngithi i-postal vote ivotisa ngisho nalabo abangaphandle kwelizwe. Ukuthi bahambise amavoti ama-ballot papers amangaki abatshelanga muntu, bayenza nje yonke leyo nto kusho ukuthi bayenza kuyibo nezami. Uthuma nje ubona ukufika labo bazikhulumise nice kahle njengathi thiwa abantu abalungile. Othuma labo bayazi bangamakhrugu kakhulu abantu bezanu -P_F. Isikhrugu into yabo, bayazi ukuthi ukhetho olu-free and fair angeke bafa baluwe neZimbabwe. Babuya la ekukhanyeni bakhulume kahle, but ekusithekeni bakhuluma ububi kuphela, into ezimbi zokubulala abantu nezokurobha nezokutshontsha ukhetho, into abayazi. Unless uma uthume ethi le zinto akazazi kuzanu -P_F, utsho ukuthi akasiyilutho kuzanu -P_F upopayi nje, ngoba vele abaningi ngopopayi laphaya. Uma kusenzeka into zemfikafika okuningi ngopopayi abatshela ukuthi kwenzakalani kuqhubekayo. Saba wopopayi into ezingazi lutho. Nezithumajiwane abopopayi abangazi lutho nebamanetuki member ye-Central Committee.
Kodwa uthuma phela uzathi uthuma uzathi phela sumthuka nxa sithi ngupopayi. So mbona zani singasebenzisa amabala anjalo njalo.
Okay, ngiyaxolisa-ke kanjalo-ke kodwa-ke angazi ngingasebenzisa liphi igama lokuthi umuntu izisuka kuyi. Ngathi uma ngithi isithombe futhi or ngithi angazi ngingasebenzisa lithini. Umuntu nje abebekiwe nje kuwupopayi inyana nje kungabalulekiswa kungatsheli imfihlo zonke ukuthi kuqhubeka ini. Mhlawumbe uyi-one of those ngoba bakhona baningi kuzanu -P_F abangopopayi inyana nje abangasilutho. But ababona nje into zisenzeka kuphela noma udlame lusenzeka. Uma ungambuza ithuma mhlawumbe udlame olwenzeka 2008 uzothi uthi ngempela umuntu wenkosi akazi lutho. Upopayi inyana nje akazi babengatsheli ukuthi kwenzakalani. Kuyenza zona ezinkulu zakona umnankako nabo siwenga bebulala abantu. Uyayazi kodwa leyo nto uthuma angamanaphike kodwa uyayazi ukuthi zano umkhuba wayo lo angaphika phela kodwa vele kathi uzothina.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke baba Dizani Ndlovu, ungalithina lokusasa.
Alright, ngiyabonga.
Ye, lo ngubaba Dizani Ndlovu. So besikhuluma laye lapha baba Thuma bengumcebisa ukuthi angasebenzisi olunye indlela yenye yokukhuluma. So akumphendule kolapho singakagajana.
Ngiyamuzwa Ndlovu, ngibona uhlobo lwakhe kakhulu so uthini uhambe kade isikade egoli kabi lesikade sizalani usekuqaso ukuthinta ithoni usemaraza into ezibalanisa abafowethu laba um ngihlala ngikhuluma mina sithi khona um iZANU-P F as a party angithi ayila policy of violence but yes ama-members of ZANU-P F abanye bangikhona basuka bebele mistake yokufuna i-power at all cost and end up even being violent betshaya abantu even to extend of ukubulala abantu which is what is wrong but I've always said that we need to pinpoint that person. That's the only way we're going to deal with this scourge of violence. What is it going to uchuma ubulele abantu uchuma cha abantu and esenza ibandla lakhele ZANU-PF. Ngoba now look at it this way. Khangela the violence that almost happened to omama makhube ngale eBukera during Tsvangirai's funeral. Are we now therefore going to turn around and say MDC is violent? Or we must take out those hooligans who did that and say, these chaps who are members of MDC were trying to be violent, wanting to ban Umakhube and the delegation and Tsvangirai. That is the only way we can deal with this code. But if we just umbrella it and say, ZANU-PF is violent, MDC is violent, we're not going to solve anything. But those people who remain hiding behind those political movements and continue doing those unwanted things. I don't want violence personally. I would never want violence personally. But that violence can get to me. It can get to my family. And my relatives can get injured and can get injured. Or even myself can get injured or even get killed. So why would I want something that can torment me tomorrow? I would never want that. So I would never support that. That is why I'm saying that a man needs to understand that ZANU-PF is no policy for violence. But yes, some members within ZANU-PF can do that, but we want to get rid of those people like that. And same goes to any political party in MDC included and stuff like that. Don't say MDC is violent. You must say so and so in MDC is causing violence. That way, we are going to curb this evil thing called violence.
Siyabonga kakhulu baba Juma sungathatha omunye
honorable Kumalo, do you want to respond to that?
I'm not going to respond on the topic that has come on because we are talking about the voting of the police officers.
Mm-hmm.
Let's unpack it in terms of the law. Section 74, subsection 2 and 3 states that the postal ballot is to be delivered by registered post or courier to the applicant. That is to say the individual voter, in this case, police officers or soldiers, what we are saying is the envelope enclosing the ballot is to be sent direct to the voter at his personal address used when he or he registered as a voter, not to his or her barracks or police station, and certainly not his commanding officer. Section 75, subsection 1A, states that when the voter receives the envelope with the ballot, she shall vote secretly. There is nothing in the law which requires police officers or soldiers to vote collectively in the presence of their commanders. Indeed, the clear meaning of this law is that once an officer or soldier has received the ballot or the envelope, he can decide when to vote and where. So what, and then they have a right in section 75D that says that the voter shall dispatch the covering envelope not to the commanding officer. It must go to ZEC. So why are they voting in front of a commanding officer when the law is clear?
Before we go to Honorable Chuma, I think we have one or two callers.
Slow Baba Umelusi, Ekumen Baba Melusi Kunjan. Ngiyaphila kakhulu isibongo mbani baba
isibongo umele usimende
ye akutsho ukuthi udaba lolu lubona njani baba
allright into engingayitsho baba initially I would say ama-elections eZimbabwe they have failed to achieve intended purpose yama-elections because what we are seeing now is that ama results of elections, I have a predetermined. It's just a formality. These guys will be wanting to be ukuthi bona babe endorsed or babe legitimized through elections, but they are not prepared to hand over power. Like what happened in Bulawayo, whereby Amapolisa, they were frog marched to vote. Mm-hmm. It was just in violation of the constitution. Mm-hmm. Actually, the law umthetho ona in terms of voting. Then, when I wonder what happened, El Rose camp is just a tip of what happened nationwide. Mm-hmm. Who knows what happened in Uma barracks, Uma military barracks right around the country? Who knows what Amanyama police stations? So, what happened on its own post of voting, then those guys were voting under the supervision of my commanders. At the same time, I submit to Ezek, who had office Ezek Harare. Who knows what Ama Postal Voter Handre or Mangai? At the same time, we are going to see staffing, that is ballot staffing. If you can replace those votes, and then they can replace the Mlamani Ama votes, which they can have a predetermined. So, obviously, postal voting is it opens Ama floodgates, a rigging. Because Ama elections last year, the results are predetermined. Because when Zek initially at Ama political parties, have we as of you are voting, printing of ballots. Then a week after such a statement, just one want to serve a voter. Then we have a contradiction between Zek and the Ama police. We will try to charambo akuru magosu Joseph and some of the city Ama police have voted.
Mm-hmm.
Zek dismissed what no one is voting. So all these things is just it exposes the deception. Yeah, Zek. Zek is not an independent commission. Rather good interference in our political parties. So my elections now, I say that these guys who as if our opposition parties they are not united. But abanye kuma elections. At the same time, our results would not pleasing to the people of Zimbabwe. So what we are going to see is a disaster for the coming 5 years because opposition parties failed to unite.
Thank you.
Because the EMGC got some saying at Rasingen, Ega Coupe Zangena. Then obviously Ega Coupe, there are similarities, they got some misa, obviously, I want to be confused. And then it's unpaid for the coming 5 years.
Thank you so much, Melusi. Sibongile kakhulu. Ungathini kusasa ba?
Siyabonga baba.
Yes, siyabonga kakhulu. So he's touching a lot of things and mm-hmm. saying that elections in Zimbabwe failed to achieve, the intended purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So he says they are predetermined, they're just a formality to endorse ZANU-PF. So he's saying there's some suspicions on ballot stuffing,
mm-hmm.
and talks a lot about these ballot votes that are going around. So he says now, at the end of the day, where were they being moved? How were they being moved? All those kind of things. And he says the opposition, unfortunately, is disorganized, If some say we're going to the elections, some won't, and, there'll be chaos.
Tinemwe Mtereri Mkomali Magadi.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. I just want to touch on two issues quickly. Mm-hmm. The first thing I would like to thank Tabitha Khumalo. Why? Because she's putting across an understanding in Gushaikwa amongst Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
Zimbabwe is a democratic republic. Democracy is about noise.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest problem with the ZANU-PF is they don't want to hear noise.
Mm-hmm.
But then they forget that democracy is about noise. Democracy is about holding people accountable.
Mm-hmm.
Democracy is about criticism. Okay, so that's the first thing. I would like to thank the MDC Alliance because they are bringing all the criticism, they are bringing all the noise, because it's only noise that will put things right. But ZANU-PF seems to be very, 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 very scared of noise. They don't want to hear noise in their ears, but still they claim to be a democratic party. Then the other thing is, Justice Chigumba, I'm disappointed in her in two ways. The first way is she is a woman. So you would see that Mazlano, Tanya Tirinoi, everybody is talking about women taking leadership positions. But it's not disappointing that a person like Chigumba anenge atiwa ipo sine akadaro she was supposed to be there to demonstrate kuti women vanhu vanogona kuve independent and lead. Indiri kufona ndiri South Africa, we had one woman in South Africa who was the public protector. She displayed kuti women vanhu vari vanogona kuve powerful and demonstrate leadership yakanaka. But Zgumba, her being a judge, I think she must understand why the constitution allows people to demonstrate. The people of Zimbabwe demonstrated, and they are still demonstrating. She can't tell me, Kuti, in her right senses as a judge, she can ignore all the noises made by millions of Zimbabweans. What people of Zimbabwe are asking is very simple. I'm wondering why ZANU-PF is against this. People of Zimbabwe are asking, Kuti, tipewo muti budifeo pachena kuti ballot paper redi rinombopindwa kupi nani kwenga vanhu mabhondi nekuti makatiudza kuti ari kupindwa kupi wani mari chaiyo chaiyo yatele.
Unfortunately, we got cut off. We'll try to reconnect there with Lee. Of course, he's taking a very broad brush there on women, which I think is a little bit unfair. I think every individual must be judged alone, you know, just like
not as a big
judgment day, you know, not to take one woman that you don't agree with and say they are all the same. Of course, Mrs. Chigumba herself is not here to defend herself, but I think she's saying that she is following the country's constitution. And if people don't agree with her, they can go and change the constitution. But that's his view. We have people following us, Gibbs, on Facebook. We have Tabani Ngwenya, who is saying, call me now. Thank you so much. We'll try to call you. Nkosana Magandiwa, Kwekwe is calm. Thank you so much, Nkosana, for that update. Joseph Bembere says, hello, listening from Palapie in Botswana. I hope I pronounced that well. Patrick Matiko Kera says, call me. He's in South Africa. Ed Ndebele, he says, Ed. I don't know where you want us, how we are going to add him. Innocent Chiwota, how can I find Studio 7 News? I think you can listen in your car.
909
AM. We are also
4930.
And even on the internet, VOA Shona or VOA Ndebele. And then we have Taino Mawoko, who says Justice Chigumba is proving that she is not partial at all. Gibbs.
We've got Robert Lebogang Lekhobe Ngwenya. He's saying, Mr. Chuma is talking sense, though. Even if I don't like ZANU-PF, but I like the way he says out his words. He's a very careful man. Yeah, so I think Mr. Chuma is getting some compliments there. And then we've got a caller, blessing. Mbonge ni Stole. Baba Stole, kunjani?
Eh, njani baba, njani?
Siyaphila kakhulu wena unjani?
Eh, siyaphila.
Yeah, akusho ukuthi wena ukhetho ukatesi ulubona njani?
Ah, lo lokhetho lelo ngathi kuzoba nzima. Mina azikhona into engathi iyanhlaka kakhulu mina. Yazi inhlaka yibo mina kakhulu inhlaka yibo bona abantu bezana ekuphepha. Ukuthi kanti bona uhlupho lolu esiyile siyelukhona eZimbabwe bonakali balibonini ikakhulu bona othuma bona laba besindebeleni abaziza ngokuthi ngabezame ekuphefu but bengatholi lutho abantu bezimbabwe sihlupheka thina uthuma waqalisa kusabusa umgazi ethi ubaba umgazi nangakwa ngubaba wakhe futhi nakhona kodwa abantu thina siqhubeka sihlupheka nayazi leyo nto leyo iyanhlaka kakhulu phela thina abantu bezimbabwe siyahlupheka. Kanti abantu bona laba abaningi abezimbabwe bona lasaphotana nezanu-PF uhlupho bona kanti abalubone ngani manje kuyatyiliza abantu abathembile amasotha nakwavotile kanti bona amasotha izihlobo zabo kazihlupheki njengoba wonke umuntu bagcile abantu babula yindlala lapha kunamsebenzi kuphi eharane nakhona isinka kunakho umsebenzi ethi la khona mina siyahlupheka kodwa ithuma ubhizi ethi uzaba ngumngako wayethi uzaba ngumgazi. Mina ngisakwathene nabo babagazi bemina into iyanhlaka kakhulu thina siyahlupheka laphana ninabo baba bakhe thina siyahlupheka lapha Thursday. Izeke nayo mina angazi ukuthi kanti bona bahlala kuyiphi iZimbabwe kanti bona. Ngoba thina sonke nini siyahlupheka laphaya, kodwa bathi zibona bathi izinto zihamba kuhle, bathi zizavotisa abantu isitha. Akubonakali bona amagama akhona bayabone kanjani ukuthi amaphoyisa namagama, ngoba kuthiwa izeke zayikho. Babone kanjani ukuthi amapholisa abhalisile ukuvota? Akekho izeke. Bathi baqhubeka ukuthi bavota, bavota njani bengekho la? Khona wena ungathi wena uzovotisa umuntu, kodwa laba abayibo abanciphisa lelo khetho kabababoni labo bantu. Lukhetho mhlobo bani lona lona? Mina yazi into ezizabhizi sibuhlungu kakhulu, ngoba thina siyahlupheka thina. Nabo bona abantu ababhizi bekandelizane kuthiwe sihlupheka kangaka, mina angazi ukuthi yinto nje ezethiwani. Bathi bathenga abantu ngenkomo izane kuthiwe. Ungatshela umuntu ukuthi uzomthengela inkomo, waye ungamakhela amakhampani lapha. Umnango wakhe ubhizi ukhuluma ukuthi uzolungisa izinto. Lawa yana amakhampani ethi lawa yakhomfana avaliwe, akulanto ehambayo, akulanto eyenzakalayo. Kodwa bathi bazoyenzela abantu izinto ezi right, benikeza abantu inkomo. Bathi thina abantwana siyahlupheka, kufanele ebulawayo baqeda izikolo, akunamsebenzi. Inkomo yenza ukuthi abantu bathole imisebenzi. Ninkomo ukuthenga abantu ngabathukela, asehluleki ukuthengela
thinaaaukela.
Inkomo asehluleki ukuzithengela. So abantu bezano abazama ukulisa yena leyo ikakhulu yena uthuma yena lo. Mina angazi ukuthi uthuma vele mina zabane ngibe nabo baba bakhela.
Siyabonga kakhulu Stoli, siyabonga kakhulu
umnangako. Yazi uthuma lona mina vele angazi akakazama ukuphuma kuzana ayenza ibhora msa khathele ngezane PFP.
Hayi sesikuzwile
Stoli, abazobotela izano bona bahlala kuyiphi Zimbabwe.
Yes, siyabonga kakhulu Stoli, ungathinda kusasa mnumzana. So ngubaba Sithole lapho, he's really angry. He says he doesn't know how Mr. Chuma or Honorable Chuma. He's actually supporting ZANU-PF. He says, where does he come from and where does he live? As far as you are concerned, Honorable Chuma is the member of parliament for Pelanda and Popoma. And he lives in Zimbabwe. You know, he lives near a very good place in Pelandava where Father Zimbabwe used to stay, Joshua Nkomo. So he says, you know, the other thing that confuses him is how ZANU-PF is conducting itself. He's busy giving people cows. He says, but is that going to give people jobs? He says, factories are closed. And kids finish school and don't have jobs. So they must address that kind of a thing. So he's really unhappy, you know?
Honorable Chuma?
Yes, how are you?
On the issue of livestock distribution, there's a recent report by the Zimbabwe Election Support Network that is saying that is a tantamount to vote buying, because what is happening is that first the president is handing out livestock, and then after a few minutes he goes to a nearby place and address a ZANU-PF rally. And Zesin was saying that is not appropriate.
Well, I will tell you one thing about this issue of livestock. We, especially from Matabeleland, the known years over that we are cattle breeders. And if you notice, because of drought and under and other conditions that they have preserved in Zimbabwe, so, we are beginning to lose our livestock herd as a country, actually. Because if you remember, CSC used to export a lot of beef even to Europe and stuff like that. So with this new dispensation, what we're looking at is going back to that kind of status. We're looking at having CSC, which used to employ so many people here in Bulawayo, being reopened very soon. And therefore, when CSC is opened, there must be then now a feed-in of cattle from somewhere. And it is gambling's duty, when things are tight, to come in and do those kind of things. So the giving in of those cattle is to come in and boost our national herd.
That is not in dispute, Honorable Chuma. That is not in dispute. What is in dispute is that the president appears to be using those government resources to campaign.
No, no, no. The president will not be coming. What happens is that, you see, because he's the president and head of state, state money is going to be used for him to travel to, to those areas. So what he simply does is okay, let me command this program. Let me first do a government program. And if you notice, he won't be putting on a regalia, for the party. He'll be formally dressed as a state president of Zimbabwe who serves everybody regardless of their parties. Then when he's done with that, because in that same area you are supposed to do a rally, he then goes on to go and address that rally somewhere else differently. Because it would not make sense, Gibbs and my friend there, to say, let the president come this week, donate a cattle, he goes back to Harare, then next week he comes and does a rally. Because you must know that as long as he's traveling as the president, even if he's going on bad business, but somehow the state is going to fund some of his traveling expenses, which then doesn't make sense because we are dipping into resources that we actually don't have at all. So it is then prudent for him to combine those things but separate them. That's why those people at the rally don't come to those functions when it's in the ghetto. It's only the people that are the beneficiaries that will be there. And when they're done, they are left there, then the president goes to meet the members of his party. That is how he actually does it.
But Mr. Zuma, if our president wants to save money, he should not be hiring private planes to fly outside the country, right? He could be using any ordinary passenger plane if he's concerned about the country's resources. But we have seen him flying to Europe, to South Africa, using private planes.
Well, unfortunately, I don't think I'm in the right standing to comment on that because I don't know the presidential travel arrangements. But I think it would be amiss to find any president of any country, even if it's a poor country, traveling with everybody else. Security-wise, I think there must be something wrong there. But look, I cannot comment on the president.
President Ramaphosa of South Africa does that quite often.
I'm not part of that arrangement.
President Ramaphosa does that, actually, across the Limpopo. But let's turn to Honorable Khumalo. Now, Honorable Khumalo, would you say your demonstrations have been helpful at all? Some are saying you are just wasting time.
There is no wasting time in this country. What is needed in this country is the political will. The owners of the constitution are the Zimbabweans. And the Zimbabweans have said no to the rigging that is being done by ZEC. And to make matters worse, like I said earlier on, the Electoral Act is very clear. Section 74, 1, 2 and 3 is very clear. ZEC is supposed to post the postal ballots to the soldiers and the police force in their individual addresses that they used when they registered as voters. The police officers, we will vote at their own time, at their own pace, in their homes. They have the right to repost those ballots as per Section 75-1A to either ZEC or the nearest ZEC police station. And there is no way in that law where it states that they must vote in front of their commanding officer. Section 155 of the Constitution, subsection 1C, is very clear as well. The ZEC has got a responsibility to ensure that appropriate systems are put in place to eliminate electoral malpractices. And what we are saying is ZEC and ZANU-PF, they have violated the Electoral Act vis-a-vis the voting that is taking place within our police force. So all what we are going to do as the MDC Alliance, led by Advocate Chamisa, is that we will let the people of Zimbabwe speak. The other speaker was very clear earlier on. He said, democracy is about making noise. We will make that noise until the Chikumba earthquake comes.
Thank you, Honorable Khumalo. But are you aware of the operations of the post office? Is it functioning? Because Here, I'm sensing that is called postal balloting. Maybe the post office does not work, right?
Now, the Electoral Act says postal or courier, meaning to say the DHLs, the FedEx are in this country. The SWIFTs are in this country. All what they need to do is utilize any means of sending that information as the what the law dictates to the respective candidate, voters who want to vote, especially the army and the police.
Mm-hmm.
So if the post offices are not working, how come we are sending our visas for UK to Pretoria via FedEx? My passport goes there and comes back within 14 days. So what is wrong with us sending DHL and FedEx and the SWIFT to all the 10 provinces in Zimbabwe? How did they manage to send the ballot papers to all these police stations if the post offices are working? The means that they used to send the bogus ballot papers that went to police stations all over Zimbabwe, that way of sending, they must use it again to send them to the individual homes of these comrades.
Siyabonga kakhulu ke isicela ubambe khonapho ke Makhumalo. UKiopas Makaure writes, why is the government giving cows right now? Where was the government when we were losing our jobs? And then he writes, question Makinka. You still remember the song by Matabele? Then Gabriel Msizi Swanda says, Baba Chuba sicela usihloniphe ngoba lokho elikhuluma siyakuzwa ye. Kodwa ke hayi bantu izanu sisenzele phansi. So I think we've got a caller, Blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take that caller. Sabona Mfowethu. Usakhona caller kumbe lapha. Kungani i-caller? So ucingo soluchaya izinto lapha. So kumbe siye kubaba uJuma. Baba Juma, uyazwela lapha abantu bayakhuluma sibili. Ukuthi hayi phela abantu sebedinwe ngezani bantu. Badiniwe abantu bayakhuluma. Ungathini?
Well, ngingakaphenduli. Let me correct my dear sister there, Makhumalo. She must stop referring within a Zek and Zanu PF as if we are one thing. Lati, we are part of your stable, but we are also the game players of this whole thing. We are not part of Zek. So whatever Zek does, it does it with its own independence. When their leader advocate, Nelson Chamisa, and other parliamentarians sat down to interview the commissioning and the bringing up of ZEC as a commission. It was done through parliament, and the early the advocate, Chamisa, was actually part of that panel. So they are a standalone entity who are independent of ZANU-PF. Tina, ZANU-PF, well, just like you, MDCT, we are also coming into this field to play this game so that at the end of the day, the people of Zimbabwe speak and decide. And also, these people must also stop thinking that they are the ones with all the people. Because I'm hearing, hey, Zimbabwe, they've spoken millions and millions of people. We also command a very big following here in ZANU-PF. You check out our rallies and see how many people come in there. We have a big membership as well. So let us just simply go out there, speak to our members, convince our members, and then go to the ballot box and see who's given the mandate to run Zimbabwe after the 30th of July. So I think that's the whole game that should be done. The demonstrations can be done. They are constitutional, and it's everyone's right. But the biggest thing is that the people are the ones that are going to vote. So if really, really you want to be in this game and want to be in this game to win, go to the people and convince them down there. If you are MDC, convince them, say, vote for us, MDC will do A, B, C, D. If we are at ZANU-PF, we are showing them already that in the new dispensation, we have changed a lot of things. We have opened up Zimbabwe. We have brought it out from that vacuum that it had gone into under the leadership of Ubaba Umgabe. And by the way, when I say Ubaba, I don't mean my father. It's a respecting term. Like Ubaba Ustola, they come around and lie. I'll call him Ubaba Ustola. That's how we brought up Tina. As you said, but every person who's older than you, you call him Ubaba Uzbaniba. Ubaba Umgabe is a regime we had been put into a vacuum, which then created an enemy to a lot of people, including the West and stuff like that. And these are some of the things that then shrunk our economy and killed our economy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the new dispensation led by Ubaba U Emerson Nabuzo Mnangagwa is bringing up all those relationships, mending them up now to say, let's all come together. Because no matter what we do, we will need the rest of the world to trade. Because even if we start manufacturing now, we are going to need the market, right? And if we don't have ubudlelwano with other nations, where are we going to get that market from? Let's say, for example, we've got cotton here, and we do the best sheds. We need to sell them to America, to England, to wherever. So we need that relationship to be there, so that when we sell them, then we can end foreign
currency. Thank you, Juma.
And
thank
we
you.
Need machinery. Yeah. We don't have the machinery here. So jobs are going to be created by the new position by way of opening up Zimbabwe to say, let's not say, hey, keep your England, we'll keep our Zimbabwe. That is archaic. Instead, let's say, let us come together as a global family and work together so that these jobs can be created.
Thank you.
Can now finally get jobs.
Thank you, Akulu. Sibonge Akulu, Baba Chuma. Start over to a Gafun Simkamping and Kama. Ukuna gonna pick the one. Numzana, Gumbe, Umama, Salwanan.
Yeah, Baba.
Gujan Void.
Yapila, Gujan.
Yashapila, Punguchanje, Mafchan, who discusses and connors Hambil. So, Nubonanja, no man who said locate over.
Ah, Raman who said it was a man, I got
it. Kuchongan Void.
Yamangala. Ngiyamangala abantu bezalo bebeholisa izinkomo kodwa laba abasebenza laba bebancitsha ngitsho kathesi badlula bevele emhlanganene kwenye indawo kuthiwa i-DK abafabalo amayouth yabo bebechula amaculo e-MBC bencoma utshamisa
kungabonakuthi
vele bayasola
bathi kutheni.
Ah, anti bakuchiwe. Wathi uchamisa ngono uzabazama.
Baba ncitsha imali.
Baba bakuchi inkomo.
Ko baba ncitsha inkomo. Kungapi kolapho?
Eh.
Kunga.
Ah, kona ape binga.
Aha. So ke sebechinga kakhulu ukuthi uchamisa ngono. Sebefuna uchamisa.
Gauga, 30 minutes to the Kula Matur MPC, Motin, Zan.
So, where Mangalisa Kuru? That's a caller who wants to remain anonymous. He says ZANU-PF youths were seen singing and chanting Chamisa slogans and. You know, they were denied some cows.
Mm-hmm.
This cow issue, you know. So they were not given these heifers. So out of that, they are saying...
Bora again.
Bora. So they want to support Chamisa. Because they were denied those cows. You know? And he says they were using ZANU-PF vehicles.
Yeah.
So look at the cow issue. Going somewhere else, right?
It's a problem. Yeah. It's a problem. Let's go back to Honorable Kumalo. Honorable Kumalo, I think one of the issues that ZEC has to deal with is actually media coverage. Are you happy with what is happening vis-a-vis the issue of elections?
First of all, before I respond to that, I want to respond to this cow issue. In Zimbabwe, we have the cold storage. We had the cold storage commission, which is one of our best companies ever, where we are supplying 9,100 tons of beef, boneless beef, to Europe. We were the second largest supplier after Brazil. What the ZANU-PF government then did to the CSC was, in 2000, they invaded all the farms that belonged to the CSC. After invading those farms, they went further and took the breeding stock and sold it on hoofs to the neighboring countries. Then we lost that. So this business of them going around and trying to reinvent the wheel does not work.
Mm-hmm.
We have a company. We still have the 9,100 tons that we need to supply Europe to this date. But all the CSC branches are now white elephants. So why are you going to donate the beef to the people on the ground when you have a company that was dealing with the breeding and the selling and the slaughtering of the livestock? What are you trying to tell us? So, Chuma, please, go back to his comrade, my brother, Chuma. Secondly, on the issue of the media, The law is very clear. But we all know that the Chronicle, the Herald, the Mtunywas and Company are all ZANU-PF papers. And we have made every effort by the MDC Alliance, led by Advocate Chamisa, to take the issue to the court and other organizations, the civic organizations. But we all know that ZANU-PF will always be ZANU-PF. It's either all about them and nobody else. So that is why we are saying, let the people speak, the political will must be on course, so that we try and change this anomaly. And sadly, one thing that they must know is that, yes, they have the dead PC and the Herald and Chronicles. We have what we call the social media, and they are running for dear life. Times are changing. The issue of being worried about one station and now the other, Conan Forgotten, a good example, we are speaking to you at 227, and people all over the world are hearing you. So even if people don't watch the ZBC, information is coming by the use of technology. So there's nothing to worry about. But over and above that, we still have a right to access the media in this country, which is controlled by the state.
Gibbs.
Yes, we've got a lot of messages. Oh, before that, maybe let me state very clearly that we tried to get Zach. You know, we called and called and called Mr. Kumani Moyo, who called Priscilla Chikumba, the chairperson, and there was no response from them. But we've got messages here. Tabani Chuma says, Mr. Chuma, I wish to see you with all your people that who belong to ZANU-PF after the elections. Then we've got Faith Cutler, who says, Mr. Chuma, don't blame former President Robert Mugabe because you're always together. So why are you blaming blaming him today? Then Lindani Chuma says, I put me ZANU sesidinwe bantu benkosi. And then Gabriel Msisi Spanda says, we eat the high bantu. Singeke samvotela. So, okay, Honorable Chuma, your last word.
Well, my last word is... what they say in the belly is Enzo Gunga Mazi. Loosely translated that action, and more action than talk. That is what we are doing as ZANU-PF and as the new dispensation. And by the way, we are not blaming anybody, but we are simply saying that we have realized our mistakes and we are correcting what should have been done. We shouldn't have closed ourselves out. We shouldn't have bedeviled everybody because we can't live in a vacuum. So now, as the new dispensation under the leadership of Emmerson Ndambudzo Mnangagwa, we are now saying, let's open up, let's embrace everybody, let's embrace new technology, let's embrace new systems, so that we create the much-needed jobs for the graduates, for the youth, for the mothers and the fathers, for everyone who must be working, who still has the energy to work, must get work and improve our economy so much that even the pensioners can get their dues as well as the government support and subsidies that government should do. All these things are going to be done.
Thank you, Honorable Chuma.
As soon as we give ZANU-PF another money.
Thank you.
With the new dispensation, with the new version. I thank you.
Thank you so much. Honorable Chuma, Honorable Tabitha Kumalo, the last word.
We have been under arrest for 38 years because of ZANU-PF. The time has come to remove this rogue party, which has destroyed the lives of our children, who today are educated but selling toothpicks. The 30th of July is the D-Day. ZANU must go. And let's defend our vote with everything that we have. If it means that every Zimbabwean must walk out from their homes and we stay in the streets, let it be.
Thank you very much. But how are you going to do that? Do you have any... Okay, go ahead, Chuma.
No, I didn't say anything.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Let's go out and vote peacefully, and when you're defeated, accept defeat graciously. That is how the game is like, and go and prepare yourself again for another 5 years and campaign hard.
Thank you so much. Our time is up, Mr. Chuma. Unfortunately, it's not like the World Cup, eh?
No extra time here. No extra time, no penalties.
Yeah, sorry, we're out of time, and we have to leave it there. We thank our guests this evening, Honorable Tabitha Kumalo of the MDCT, led by Mr. Nelson Chamisa, and Honorable Joseph Chuma of ZANU-PF. He's a Central Committee member and Member of Parliament for Pelandaba Bopoma constituency. Signing off is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C., saying, Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele Facebook pages.
Thank you to our viewers and callers signing off. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu. Good night.